Is that better for you? Welcome back to the program. It is 6:39. Let me ask you a question. You've been married for like 1,800 years,
right?
Something of that nature.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guy? You in a rut? You think you're in a rut? Would you admit to it if we hit on it?
Sometimes ruts are good, aren't they?
No. Ruts can lead to taking each other for granted and just assuming, and next thing you know, everything's all derailed.
You're gonna start analyzing marriage here now. Yeah. I think I'm gonna go. I gotta go get some more coffee.
All right. Bye bye. A new survey was saying that there's interesting relationship things. Okay, first of all, being in a rut. There are some things that people in relationships refuse to change. They're not going to do it. Female First website came up and said there are 5 things that we refuse to change while we're in a relationship. All right, here they are. Number 5, a small handful of restaurants that you always go to. Do you have restaurants that you go to and you won't go to anywhere else? You won't try something new? Something pops up and
no,
like,
I'll try it. I'll try new places. We've got regular places that we go to because we like the food or we like whatever.
But you're willing to...
Yeah, I'll try new places.
All right. The brands of food and drinks that you buy, like when you go grocery shopping.
When you find something you like, you're going to tend to keep buying that stuff.
There was something yesterday that I was really tempted to buy that was different. And I'm like, no, not this time. I'll try it later.
I've been trying some new recipes in the last month or so.
Really?
I've been buying some new stuff.
Moving away from Dinty Moore and maybe into just the Hormel canned chili and stuff?
I still have cans of Dinty Moore in the closet.
Nice. You radical guy,
yeah.
You. Going with that
Wednesday night I'm going to make fresh crab cakes.
Really?
From scratch.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting the crab?
Well, it's canned.
There's another joke in there somewhere, but we're just going to let that one slide.
I mean,
sure it is.
Yeah, you know, I'm not in your
It's not the first time.
I'm not in your pay scale where I can afford fresh crab at this point in time.
Man, when you make a joke, you make a good joke. Another thing that couples refuse to change is who uses which coffee mug. Does it matter?
I'm out in the middle of the night, so I just I have one mug here that
I have 2 or 3 cups and glasses at the house that I use on a regular basis, and I don't use many others. And
that may be your OCD kicking in, right?
Well, you can use mine, but I'd really rather you didn't.
Yeah,
you know, just make sure it's washed and put back in the place that it belongs when you're done with it. And the number one thing that couples refuse to change: what you eat for breakfast. Now,
I'll tell you what. Saturday mornings, you know, I work on Saturday mornings here doing the news and the Merle Kelch show, and I come in early, get my news recorded, and then between 7 and 8, I head down the street for breakfast before I have to come back and do the Merle Kelch show.
Run the board,
and
or whatever.
I have the same breakfast every Saturday morning.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's like Norm.
It's your
from
tradition.
Cheers. They know what I'm going to have when
you.
I walk in the door.
You walk in, they probably already have it ready for you.
Not quite that bad, because,
but, you know. But
it's
close.
The same thing, yeah.
Really?
I
change it up once in a while.
I did. Well, I did. The last 2 weeks, instead of getting whole wheat toast, I got an English muffin with my bacon and egg.
You radical son of a gun, you.
I know.
You are out there.
Live it outside the box, baby.
All right. I getting up at the time that we do, I can't eat. I have tried to make toast or, you know, some fruit or something like that in the mornings before I come in, but I'm just not ready to eat. So
I just graze throughout the morning here. You know, I've got pretzels and bananas and cereal.
I have a protein drink thing that I use.
You're an
great
anti-carbs guy, aren't you?
I am. Can't you tell?
It's working well for you, isn't
it? Oh, look at you on a roll like butter. all right, so the rest of this survey, a totally different source comes in and says, okay, so there are some things that women wish the men in their lives, their husbands, would do. Those are the things that relationships won't change. Here are some things that women wish their husbands would change and begin doing.
Uh-huh.
I have some issues with some of these.
Ah.
All right, the top 4. Put the toilet seat down. Okay, now listen, I'm tired of this discussion. How about, ladies, you put the toilet seat up? All right, what's wrong with that? Okay? Why is it we have to put it down for you? How about when you're done, you put the seat up for us?
And then when we're done, we should put the seat down?
You know what? You start putting it up, I'll start putting it down. How about that?
Okay.
Ask for directions. Now, what I want to know is, with these last two, ask for directions and put the toilet seat up, was the survey conducted with female stand-up comics?
Well, I mean, this isn't...
Because, I mean...
This isn't as big a deal since GPS became popular.
That's exactly my point. Who does this? All right, listen, we got a phone call. Let's do this. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Welcome to the new segment where we allow phone calls during the morning show. What's on your mind?
Well, talking about the toilet seat, you know how you solve it?
How?
Everyone puts the cover down, no matter who it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, you should do that anyway. We've had the story many times about how if you flush with the cover up, there's fecal matter flying all over the bathroom and landing on your toothbrush. So you probably don't want
to. No, I wrap my toothbrush and I put it in a case. It doesn't hit. Nope, not on my toothbrush, buddy. So let me ask you something. Do you your toilet seat cover, you got that shag carpeting like a mauve or a salmon or something like that in your bathroom?
No, mine's camouflage wood. Yep.
Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. You too.
That's a Wisconsin thing. Camouflage wood toilet seat.
That's hilarious. The other thing that ladies wish their husbands would do, empty the dishwasher. Okay. I can agree with that. Sure. Not a problem. You come home, the dishwasher is full of clean dishes. Yeah, put them away. I don't have a problem with that. And the other thing that women wish their husbands would do is vacuum. I hate vacuuming.
Yeah.
I hate it. You know where it comes from? My mom, that was
the
one of my chores.
Scared you when you were a baby?
No. No. No.
She threatened to suck you up into the bathroom or the vacuum when you were a baby?
It was an old Kirby. This thing was from like 1937 or something. And it made the most horrible noise. It just, this whining and this, oh, God, I hated the sound that this thing made. And I just, to this day, I hate vacuuming. Hate vacuuming. I can't stand it. All right, so is there anything that your wife is saying, Tom, will you please, just please? Anything?
Well, yeah, but the list is probably too long to go into right now. So I think we'll move on.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
The Mega Million jackpot was for $414 million. It was the sixth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. There were two winners. One was in Maryland, and one was in Florida. The winner in Florida hasn't come forward yet, but let's face it, it's probably LeBron James. By the way, can you imagine having a slip of paper worth $207 million in your house? There's no way the dog doesn't eat that, right? Both tickets were purchased at convenience stores. This is interesting. Did you know that when you win more than $1 million at a convenience store, any prize above $1 million, it's customary to go back to the store and buy all the beef jerky?
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.